You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
And we're live!
We are live with you at the Hot Cross Bun Taste Sensations.
I've had a great Monday because I've not been at work.
Well, that's just pissed me right off.
I am coming at you, high spirits.
You're fresh, aren't you?
I'm fresh. I'm box fresh.
Yeah.
Went for an eye test. I want to let you know something because you're always like, I tell you, if you start wearing glasses, your eyes get worse. My astigmatism has improved greatly.
Yeah, but has your vision?
Yeah, my vision
I bet your vision's got shitter.
No, my vision's remained unchanged.
Well, it's not got any better, has it?
You rock around all the time like, don't wear your glasses. If I was told by an optician, you wear it like a badge of honour. I was told by an optician I need glasses. I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. And then I went back and my eyes are absolutely fine.
Well, it's facts. I'm just giving
it's
you the facts.
It's wonder that you let Ellen wear her glasses as a child.
You're not wearing them.
I know you can't see jack shit. You have got really poor vision, but your eyes will get better if you don't wear them.
No, like it was different for her.
No.
But for like when it's just, you know, age-based, I'm like, well, for as long as you can, you know, leave off wearing them, I think it's better.
You don't know what you're talking about, mate. You do not know what you're talking about.
I have never told this to you, but I am actually an ophthalmist.
Isn't it an ophthalmologist?
One of those as well.
An ophthalmist? Aren't they called ophthalmologists?
No.
Or are they different? Do they work in the hospital?
No, I don't think it's an ophthalmologist. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, no. When I had the old problem with the old brain pressure.
Fluid, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw an ophthalmologist. So maybe they're hospital-based.
I'm one of those, so actually I do know what I'm talking about.
Shall I bring you the polls?
Let's get a poll update, please, Patty.
So the poll last week, the first one, is every 4 weeks too regularly to get your windows cleaned?
Mm-hmm.
We had a whopping 370 votes said hell yes, 68%. And then we had 175 votes that said, nah, about right, 32%.
Told you that was extreme.
I got so many messages. Say, I got a voice note from somebody just going, every four bloody weeks,
made of money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently we're getting them cleaned.
You're getting
regular.
Ripped off. You need to tell Mr. Window Cleaner, actually, do you know what, mate? Just come every 8 weeks.
Well, maybe I might do that.
I think you should, but you're going to be saving yourself. I thought you could go on holiday to bloody Maldives with what you'll save, not paying.
Yeah, well, not £16 a month, probably not. You'll be surprised.
It'll add up.
And then the second one was, have pistachios gone too far?
Mm.
And we had 251 votes, 55% said 1,000%.
Mm.
205 votes, ooh, 45% said, I'm not that bothered by them.
That was close then.
Very close. Very Brexit-esque.
Mm. Well, do you know, because obviously we, as we said before, record on a Monday. So we had the discussion last Monday.
Yeah.
On the Tuesday,
yeah,
I was travelling to the Brizzle.
Yes.
And got to the station early enough, thought, I'll go and get myself a coffee. They've got a Starbucks there. I thought, great, I'm going to the Starbucks.
And
literally, as soon as I walked in,
big screen,
pistachio lattes.
On the big bloody screens.
Yes. And I was like, oh, right, okay, this is what Pat Sheens is on about.
And then, yeah, did you see yesterday on Finding the Funny, bloody Kinder Bueno are getting involved with a pistachio. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It actually is, yeah.
Oh,
I think,
God,
if you did this poll again in like a month's time,
everyone would be like,
yeah, I think you've hit the pistachio thing early.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, it's everywhere. It's going mental.
Yeah.
So,
pistachios.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
We have remembered this week, gang,
we have,
that we were going to do the hot cross bun taste session.
Yeah.
So we have come prepared. We have got two varieties of hot cross bun each.
Yeah.
So do you want to start us off, Pat?
I will start.
Can you tell
you
us what your one is? Give us a little bit of the blurb on the packaging.
Okay.
So we can give the listeners, you know, a full treat of what, okay, you're about to taste.
So I've got a taste, both of mine are taste the difference because Marks and Spencer's very much let me down.
Sainos. These are Sainos.
These are Sainos. The first one that I'm tasting is a lemon and white chocolate hot cross bun.
Right. Does it not give you any sort of blurb?
It says, hand crossed and made with a sourdough starter.
Right.
And then it says, the dough is enhanced with smooth lemon curd and creamy white pieces of chocolate.
Sounds disgusting.
Okay, I think I'm going to like this.
Has it actually got curd in it?
No, I thought it did have, but it doesn't. You can get lemon curd ones. We got sent those days. But I've been to like about eight different shops and I haven't found anything. So when I saw these, I was like, get in, Sainos.
Get in. Okay, so this is the lemon curd and white choc.
No.
No.
What
is it, got just a lemon taste to the dough then, your sourdough starter dough?
That is a hard no from me.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I was going to really like that, but it's dry.
Oh no.
It's too lemony.
Oh, it's too lemony. So not because it's just under lemony.
It's too lemony. I want more white chocolate.
Oh. Is it sweet?
It's like having a spoonful of lemon curd.
Oh, Okay.
That is a hard no.
Okay, hard no to the say no's, lemon curd and white chop.
Yeah, that is a hard no. Right, you go.
Okay, so I'm going with, so I did go to the M&S. They did have some selections in there. So now this is one that I know, Patty, you have tried before and I've never tried this. This is the extremely chocolatey.
Oh, I love these ones.
Okay. And it says, rich dark chocolate buns loaded with irresistible dark and milk white chocolate chips.
Oh, these are heavenly.
Okay, I'm going to go in. I'm not sure about
are heavenly.
The smell. Do you know what? The smell in the, is not actually that appealing, the smell.
The smell of the white, of the lemon ones is nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Aren't they gooey and moist?
Oh, actually, yeah.
They are so good. And they're so good straight out the packet.
Yeah.
You don't really have to heat those.
Oh, you mean, just don't even have to put anything with it.
Oh, no, you can just eat it like a piece of cake.
Oh.
Ellen's going to love.
I like what the suggestion, the serving suggestion from M&S.
Oh, right.
Excuse me, I need to just swallow that bit of dough. They've cut them out. I mean, this would be actually really quite delicious. they've sliced them and they've put in some whipped cream and strawberries. I bet that is insane.
Aren't they good though, those extremely chocolatey ones? I reckon Ellen will really like them.
I didn't think I thought they were going to be too sweet, but they're actually not at all.
No. They're rich and moist.
They are rich.
They're like a brownie almost.
And they are irresistible.
They are.
Mm. Well.
Okay, I prepared a drink and have cleansed my palate.
Cleansed your palate. Nice.
Now, this is a second Taste the Difference Sanos, and this is chocolate and salted caramel, am going to love.
That sounds again, disgusting.
Hand-crossed and made with a sourdough starter.
They love saying that.
With chunks of dark chocolate, caramel fudge and brown sugar for extra indulgence.
Oh, is the sugar on the top?
No.
No,
they're
right.
Just made with brown. I'm going to love, I just know I am going to love these.
What's the smell like? What's the smell?
Oh my God, the smell is.
Is it good? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here she goes. She's going in for a bite.
Oh my God. Oh, oh my God. They.
Are they?
They. Because this is salted caramel, not regular caramel.
Sweet caramel, yeah.
They have got a really nice
salty undertones.
Oh,
undertones.
My God. They are. Oh. Get yourself the Sanos. Get yourself some of the hand-crossed and made with a sourdough starter.
What's the flavour again?
Chocolate and salted caramel.
Oh.
And I tell you, because they've used dark chocolate chunks.
Ooh, yeah, with the
and
old
salted caramel fudge. That, I'm eating the whole thing. I'm eating the whole bloody thing of that.
You've eaten the whole bloody thing. Okay, so actually,
I'm
out of your two,
for another one, I reckon.
One good, one bad.
That is sensation.
Insane. Right, okay. Mm. Well, my other hot cross bun choice was, now I've never seen these before, but these are extremely cheesy.
Boring!
Oh,
Boring!
I bet these are going to be good, Dave.
I mean, trust you to go. When you sent me the picture, I was like, boring. She's
there was no one. The only other ones I had were blueberry or your regular.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm going to have to go with the cheesy. But no, I tell you.
I can't tell you how good those taste different ones are.
I have to tell you that when you open the packet of the hot cross cheesy buns, the smell, it just whacks you in the face. It is insane.
Producer Joel has had one already and he says they're extraordinary.
Yeah, extraordinary. So the little blurb says, soft golden buns loaded with extra mature Barber's cheddar and chunks of smooth red Leicester.
Oh my God, they sound amazing.
Yeah, don't they just, don't they? I actually think I could maybe get some voiceover work for M&S.
Yeah, I actually think you could.
Yeah, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are not maybe just hot cross buns. These are M&S hot cross buns. I did our whole food shop in M&S yesterday.
Oh, check out Patty Bougie.
It actually wasn't that expensive.
No, I've actually seen a lot of that at the moment. Mm. People going, do you know what, I can go in, I can get a good amount for like 25 quid.
Yeah, it actually wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be.
Mm. And, you know, come on. They are the DBs. They're the goats.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going in for the cheesy buns. Oh my.
Oh my.
Mmm. Now, that is my kind of bun.
That's a bit of you, isn't it?
Oh, you've got, like, the dough's really cheesy, but then you've got, like it says in the packaging, you've got the chunks
of Red Leicester.
The Red Leicester and the Barbara's cheddar. I don't know who Barbara is.
Barbara.
Barbara's cheddar's in there.
Yeah, Barbara's got her cheddar out again.
Oh my God.
Are they good?
Again, amazing on their own, but I'll tell you what, you toast that, you chuck a bit of butter on there. Maybe even another sort of layer of cheese.
Barbara's cheese, though.
I'm going to get Barbara's cheese right out. I'm going
get her cheddar right out, mate.
Barbara, get round here with your cheddar, mate.
Are you going to eat the whole thing?
I'm not going to eat the whole thing because it will actually put me off my dinner. But I am going to go.
Boring.
I've gone half.
She's gone halves.
I've gone halves because I might add the rest of that later.
I mean, the lemon one, I literally took a quarter of it. I can't actually think about. They are disgusting. They are actually disgusting.
So, I think our finds here are actually quite positive, even though we've dissed it.
Well, I've always said the chocolate ones are good.
You have actually, yeah.
I've always said, look, guys, get yourself a chocolate hot cross bun. They are really good.
And that, I tell you what, that with the old whipped cream and strawberries in it. Ooh.
Do you know what, though? I actually genuinely now just like a regular hot cross bun out of the packet.
Well, just your fruit, your spices, fruit.
Yeah, your spicy fruits. Don't need to toast it. Don't need any butter. I just like it as a sweet treat.
You've had a sweet treat, haven't you?
Sweet treat. You've treated yourself.
You've treated yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself to that hot cross bun straight out of the packet.
So, but those chocolate ones, I knew you would like them because it's made with dark chocolate and so they're not overly sweet.
No,
it's like
not.
These salted caramel ones. It's dark chocolate chunks and then with the salted caramel, it is a delicious combo.
Well,
there we go,
there
gang.
We go, gang.
We have done the groundwork. Don't bother with the lemon ones from Taste Different Sainsbury's. They're actually
dog
a
shit.
Piece of shit.
Mm.
But
I mean, they did. I was toying with the whole, like, because they had the old apple Bramleys. And
yeah, a bit boring though, aren't they?
Yeah, and I'm just like, well, it's still just fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit boring. Like, I picked up some blueberry ones in case we needed them from M&S because I couldn't find any others.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, it's just
going to taste the same.
Well, the Taste the Difference ones also had extra fruit. They had extra fruity, and then they had mixed berry. Which was like.
They sound disgusting.
Cranberries and spiced fruit. And I was like, well, spiced fruit is a regular HCB.
Spiced fruit is spiced fruit, mate.
Exactly. Whether it's cranberries or grapes.
Or raisins or sultanas or apples. Yeah. Yeah, whereas at least here, your chocolate, your cheese, your salted caramels.
Your lemon drizzle.
They're trying to sort of mix it up a bit, aren't they?
The thing is with these lemon ones, right? Because the thing I like about a hot cross bun, and this could be quite boring, I think Joel will probably cut this bit out. But the thing that I like about a hot cross bun is they are quite moist.
Oh, yeah.
These are very dry.
Dry.
I mean, Paul Hollywood, if he was here, he'd be ripping it apart, he'd be throwing it, he'd be saying, that dough that's not been proved enough. That is bone dry. Tastes the difference. Paul Hollywood really fucking goes for it, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He tears you apart.
If he thinks something's dry, he'll literally like rip it in front of their face, show them the dough and be like, see that? That's dry. Or dry. If it's not cooked, he'll open it up and go, I'm not eating that, it's underbaked. No. Don't eat that, it's underbaked.
Okay, so we had a tits in from a listener. Steph May Hills. She says, Steph says, can we please stop saying happy before each day of the week? Tits.
Right.
This happy does Wednesday. Actually. Happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, Tuesday. Happy Friday, happy fuck yeah. off. It's just wow. too much.
Really? I like
yes.
it.
Yes. No, no.
I don't if mind I... Hi, guys. Happy Tuesday.
No. No. Ooh. I mean, there what? Are certain days you could put Friday off.
Friday off. Let's put it on
happy
Friday.
Happy Friday, yes. Because everyone loves Friday.
It's what about happy Saturday?
Yeah, but again, no, you don't really need it.
Yeah, but... Right, Froggy. I think it's nice to say happy Saturday.
No.
Happy Saturday, happy Sunday,
it's
happy Monday.
It's definitely not happy Sunday because everyone's like that, shit, the weekend's done, I'm back to work. It's definitely never happy Monday.
Right. What about Tuesday?
No. I don't think you, it's just, I'm with Steph. Hi guys, hope you're all well. Happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday.
I know, but look, we've talked about this before. That some of that influencer stuff, like when people do a live, I'm just going to wait for some people to, hi everyone, happy Tuesday, I'm just going to wait for some people to join.
It's filler, isn't it? It's filler.
It's filler, of course it is. Because when you open up your phone, what are you going to say?
Don't say that. Say anything else.
Hi guys, shitty Monday. Yeah. Sad Monday. Hope you have a sad Monday, guys. Great. Yeah. See you. Peace.
Just why does anyone have to put, you know, it's just don't.
It's filler.
It is filler and it's it is filler. No killer.
It's lip filler.
It's pump up filler.
It is. I think this is a poll. I think we take this to a poll.
Oh, you actually, that's a good one. Yeah.
I think we put this, somebody make notes again, because remember last week we told you all you've got to make the notes. So I think we, somebody can remind me, I'll take this to a poll. Is the happy weekday a crock of shit?
Yeah, which, you know, I am totally with Steph May Hills.
You would be happy if we had Happy Friday. You're
happy
okay
Friday,
with that.
Fine. Right. There is one day where I will be okay, you can say Happy Friday, because genuinely, Fridays
what about,
are quite happy.
What about when people are on holiday and they take a picture and they're like, had worse Mondays?
That, again, pisses me off.
Yeah. Today's office.
Yeah, all of
you know,
that.
Picture
shit.
Of the legs in the pool.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a great time back home.
Hope it's pissing it down where you are.
Is it raining there? Happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, happy. Oh, honestly, there are
really?
Some people. Yeah, it really does get on my tits.
Right.
I'm totally with Steph.
And you don't like any of the, like, had worse Mondays.
No.
Today's office.
I mean, even the whole, you know, I mean, you went through a massive phase of V-ing all the time. V's.
I still do.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Well, we called it the peace pout pandemic.
Yeah.
It was
all still in the pandemic.
No, I'm in the pandemic. It's a millennial thing. We all do it.
No.
It is a millennial thing.
Don't do it. Don't be like everyone else and do your V's.
That's like saying to you, don't tell everyone you haven't napped today, because that's a very Gen X thing to do. No, I haven't napped. I don't ever nap. No, I don't need a nap. No.
That's fine. I don't. And I don't tell everyone I don't need one.
Oh, my God. You talk about not napping all the bloke. If anybody is asleep in the room, you will go, do you know what? I just can't nap. I just can't do it. It's disgusting. It repulses me. That is your version of the piece, and that is very Gen X's. No, I don't nap.
No, I just don't nap. I just think stop with the V's. The V's,
well,
the happy Monday,
I'm
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Giving you the other V's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to eat more cheesy pie.
Are you? Are you gonna go a whole one? You're going to go a whole
that
one.
That is so good, that cheese.
Is
done.
It? I actually feel quite jealous.
Yeah.
Not jealous, envious, because I wouldn't want to take it from you. I'd like to share it with you. Are you going to end up eating a whole one?
I think probably, yeah.
Yeah. I think this whole, no, because they'll ruin my dinner, is a crock of shit.
It.
Yeah. Fuck it, ruin your dinner. What do you got for dinner?
Pasta.
Oh, mate, eat the packet of hot cross buns. Just eat the buns, pal. Sod the pasta, eat the buns.
Yeah. Yeah, you're share gonna... my bond.
Yeah, no one's going to know what that is, are they? No. Unless they go to the Salvation Army.
Mm, which is a shame. It's a shame. Well, thank you very much, Steph.
I don't mind a happy.
No, I'm totally
happy.
With you.
Happy, happy, Baba Ganoush.
Get that.
I don't mind it.
Get that on a poll.
I will.
Because I still don't have the login. So. You know, we're a month on now.
I just don't think I'm ever going to give you the login again.
Well, you know, that's fine. You're just letting down the fans, Pat, to be honest. So,
the
you
fans!
Know.
The the fans!
You
are letting down the fans.
Yeah, because, you know, they want to have some interaction with Angie and you're going, oh, no, she can't
no,
go
I will. I will do it. I will. Mm.
Okay, well, let's see if that happens this week, shall we?
It will. You wait. You just bloody wait.
Right, now we've had a dickish behaviour in from our very favourite, one of our very favourite listeners, Lucy Loves Rich.
Lucy, is it a voice note?
No, it's not a voice note.
Oh, it's a shame. Shame on you,
I'll read it like she were doing a voice note. Okay. She'd say, hello, Angie. I just wanted to share with you this dickish behaviour, which I've seen a lot of people doing. People who wear jumpers round their shoulders over a coat.
What?
Yeah.
People who wear jumpers round their shoulders, full stop.
Well, there's a big thing around.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think there's a certain sort of clientele.
Oh.
Isn't there?
Marlo.
Your Marlo, your Henners.
Your Henley, yes.
Your Ascots.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to be doing that shit, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there's a whole thing about like...
wearing it over a coat.
Yeah, so you've got like, a woolen coat. You know, sort of maybe one of those...
Get in the bin.
And then you put the jumper over the top of the coat round your shoulders.
What's the point of that?
Exactly. Wear a scarf.
What is the point of that?
Mm. Fashion.
That's not fashion.
Well,
that's what dick
they
hun.
Think it is. Yeah,
that's dick,
dick
hun.
That is massive penis hun, I'm afraid.
That is, you've got a dick on your head hun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I nearly did a little bit of...
Patty just knocked her whole mic.
I nearly just did a bit of wee. Oh, that was really quite close.
It was. You need to work on that, Kua.
I'm doing 10 minutes of core exercise every day.
Well, you need it. By the sound
I do.
Of it.
Oh, yeah, that is really...
Ooh. You wet yourself. You wet yourself. Patty has wet herself live on air.
Live on air? She's wet herself.
Wet herself.
Yeah, jumpers round shoulders. How do you feel about a jumper around a waist?
I also think it's a bit penis.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I get it because it's like you don't have to carry it.
Where do you put your jumper?
Yeah, but I do feel a bit like...
Talking of jumpers and stuff, obviously, I say obviously, people don't know. Me, you and Ellen went shopping on Saturday.
We did, yes. We had a lovely time.
We had a wonderful time. More cheese, hot cross buns. Wasn't going to eat the whole thing. I was only going to have half and is actually shoveling it in.
I'm down to my last quarter.
She's down to my last quarter. Savour that.
Mm.
And I think what we realised is that high-end fashion... at the moment is really quite shit.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We wandered around a Fenwick's.
Very, very posh store,
and
that one, isn't
every
it?
Single high-end thing, we were like, that is gross.
Disgusting.
That is gross. Mm. That is... quilted jackets.
Yeah, that they want to charge you £400 for.
I tell you the other thing that Ellen said that was really funny that's getting on her tits. is putting leopard print on everything.
Yeah.
Now, look, I love a leopard print. She's got a leopard print jean. I've got a leopard. We've both got a leopard print shirt. I've got a couple of jumpers. Absolutely love it. You do not need to put a piping of leopard print on everything. No. There was dresses in there that were like bright red dresses and then just a tiny little piping on the collar of leopard print. Yeah. Pointless. Stop it.
Yeah.
Dickish.
It's just, they've just got, you just end up ruining it.
It's just not needed.
It's like, as well, like we saw a couple of jumpers in the old H&M where they, you know, you sort of look at your jumper and think, oh, that's a nice jumper. And then you realise it's actually covered in diamante.
Yeah.
Like
what
that.
What is just, going just, on?
You know, it's like they go, oh, yeah, let's pop a couple of diamantes on there. And before you know it, the whole jumper's covered.
Dickish.
Mm.
Dickish.
Absolutely.
But yeah, well, the jumper over the coat, that is...
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I've not seen that. I'm obviously not following high-end fashions.
Well, I don't even think it's the high-end fashions.
You just think it's fashions.
I just think it's a lot of fashions. The thing is, once one fashion starts it, they all start doing the same fashion, don't they?
I know we had other content, but I wanted to just talk about something, if that's okay.
I'd probably rather you didn't.
It is slightly more serious.
Yes, absolutely, Patrick.
It is slightly more serious. And actually, the reason I want to talk about it is because I've just talked about it on my stories, and I've had a lot of people message me about this.
Right.
So I thought it would be quite nice to widen it out to the pod.
Oh, absolutely, Pat Shanes.
So I went to see Dr. Sophia Kalik today, who is woman that I see around the old weight loss. She's your weight doctor. And normally when I go, she weighs me. And we started to have a conversation about, and I told her about my two non-scale victories that I've had in the last couple of months, which is not needing a seatbelt extender when I went on the Ryanair flight, which blew my mind. And getting today into a pair of sweaty Betty leggings.
Yeah.
That also blew my mind. Because I looked at these leggings in the changing room and I was like, no point. And I thought, just try them.
Yeah.
Got into them.
Brilliant.
Was talking to her and I over the last few weeks, have started weighing myself every day.
Pat, what are you doing that for?
Yeah. Really, really, really stupid.
Yes.
And I've got into a bit of a, like, very silly place with it. Like, getting on the scales, beating myself up, thinking, oh, my God, I'm eating too much. You know, I'd get on one morning and it would be, like, one way and then it would fluctuate and I'd get on it the next day and it'd be higher or I'd get on and it'd be lower. And it just was getting really out of control.
Yeah, that is.
So I had a Dr. Sophia and I had a really long conversation today and she actually said, I'm not going to weigh you. We're going to take those two non-scale victories that you weren't even expecting that have happened in the last couple of weeks and I'm not going to weigh you.
Good. I'm pleased she did that.
Oh, yeah. And she actually said to me, we had a really long chat about the amount of calories I'm eating and how much I'm working out. And she was like, you're doing really well. You need to stop weighing yourself. You need to stop seeing the scales as something that defines you. She was like, I don't want you to weigh yourself at all again. And when you come back and see me in 3 months, if we want to weigh you, if you're in a better space with it, then we can do that. So I got in the car. I actually really cried in my appointment with her today because she kept telling me that she was really proud of me.
Aww.
And I got really upset about it. As in, like, you know, it was lovely. And then I got in the car and I was talking about it and I was sort of saying that she's changed my life. And lots of people messaged me saying, you've changed your life. You're the one that's done the work. It's you that's done it. But do you know what has been amazing about her is... I can't think of many doctors around my weight that have been so kind to me. And I remember the first day I walked into her clinic and I was like, I felt a bit, I had met her before. We met at something else. So she had seen me, but I just felt a bit sick. And I remember thinking, oh my God, just hammer really home to me,
judgmental,
like,
and
yeah, how bad my weight is, and she's going to do all these bloods for me, and then she's going to like absolutely bollock me. She's going to weigh me. She's going to like, and I think what I've realized today is people who are in really big bodies, like I was, and not, you know, like I still am. I'm not, you know, God, I'm by no means thin, but
no, but you are a whole lot smaller than you were. So I think that's the thing. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you've still got more to lose, or if you look from where you were to where you are now, that's a huge, like, you look hugely different.
And I sat there today and I was getting quite upset, and she was saying to me, you know, you have done so well. Those two things that you've told me about today is incredible. And I said to her, you've changed my life. And she was like, I haven't done anything, Ruth. You've done this. This is, and I just said to her, but you've just been so kind to me. And she was saying, that's what all healthcare professionals should do. That shouldn't be something that makes you upset.
No.
That should be the norm. And I came out and I sat in my car and I just was like, all those doctors that have gone before, she gave me a hug and she said to me, when the first day you walked in here, all you kept telling me was you weren't bothered about your weight. Mm-hmm. That's all you kept telling me. Mm-hmm. She said, I saw completely through that. You had this like pretense with me. Oh, and I know what it is. I know you've had to do that with doctors in the past. Mm-hmm. You've had to convince them that you're not bothered about it because it's the way that they've treated you and it's the things that they've said to you. But she said, I knew the moment you walked into this room, your weight was one of the things that bothered you more than anything else about you. But she was so lovely to me today. And she just said, look, those two things that you've just told me about, I'm so pleased we're not going to put you on the scales today. We don't have to ever put you on the scales again if you don't want to.
No.
We can do this however you want. You've told me your calories that you're eating. You've told me the exercise that you're doing so well. If you never want to stand on the scales again, I don't care. And it was so refreshing because so many doctors are just like, no, I've got to do the calculations.
It's got to be a number I can see on a scale, not anything else. And
no.
It's like, well, that's just not, that's just not how life is. And there's all manner of reasons why some days you stand on some scales. Not that I've done that in a very long time, but and it's, you feel like, oh, bloody hell, I just feel like so, and it can be water retention, just be the time of the month. There are so many reasons why that number is the number it is, but all that that does is end up making you feel like shit. So, you know, why do that to yourself?
And
and do you think, like from the medication perspective, because obviously like you know you said a minute ago, you know, that's obviously very much part of the journey you've been on, and obviously the fact that, like you say, you're privileged to be able to kind of do that, and lots of people can't. And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? For lots of people, you know, the NHS are obviously very kind of open about the fact they just don't have, you know, enough drugs to go around. So if you want to do it, you've got to pay for it. And but do you think, like, what's the kind of prognosis for like being on the medic? Like, is it just a matter of you just take it appointment by appointment and you see, or is there like some sort of like you know, idea or plan of what that looks like? Or
she thinks I can be on it for the rest of my life, and I do genuinely really trust her. I really she does a lot of research into this stuff, and I was saying to her, you can only be on it for 2 years, and she said it's really confusing as to why that is, because if you had diabetes, yes, it would be a much lower dose, but they would put it on you, put you on it, you'd potentially on it forever.
Well, there we go again.
Okay. That's the end of another episode.
That is, yeah.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. Angie's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. Finding the funny. Finding the funny. With Ruth and Ange, finding the funny. Some matches are temporary.
but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.